Okay, well, Toby, you're a director of photography. What are some of the other movies that you know, apart from Get Out, that you've worked on?
Well, I started my career in Australia and was working in Australia as a director of photography for 20 years before I moved to the United States. So I did a bunch of Australian movies. Some of those include Beneath Hill 60. Early in my career, I shot a popular movie called Looking for Alibrandi. Also, Wolf Creek 2. Now, I shot Wolf Creek 2 in 2013, and that was probably the first actual horror genre movie I shot for Aussie director Greg McLean.
Okay.
And what happened is then I moved to the United States sort of late in 2013 and to Los Angeles. And the first project I had a chance to work on was another movie with Greg.
Oh, okay.
But this time it was for Blumhouse Productions in LA. And that movie was called The Darkness, which was Greg's script. So I kind of fell into a little bit of luck there because I just worked with Greg sort of a year earlier, and then he had a movie with Blumhouse in LA coming up, and he asked me to join him on that. So that was soon after I got to LA. So that was actually fortuitous. And so then I kind of got in a little bit of a role working in the horror genre.
Okay.
Or thriller/horror sort of areas.
Yeah.
And since I've been in the US, I've kind of found myself in that sort of genre zone, so to speak. Since I shot The Darkness and Get Out, I also shot a movie for Blumhouse called Insidious Chapter 4, which is the fourth movie in their Insidious
franchise. I think I heard something about that. Not quite sure.
Yeah. That was hugely popular, so that's why they're on the fourth installment, because that franchise is grossed something over $300 million, so it's actually really popular. A franchise in the US. So I've done a few movies with Blumhouse Productions, who produced Get Out.
Okay.
And they specialize in these kind of smaller genre movies, small for American standards, you know, about a $5 million budget.
Okay, just quickly, for those people who might not know exactly, what does a director of photography do?
The director of photography works really closely with, and I should say that the director of photography is also known as a cinematographer, and they're pretty much the same thing, interchangeable, really. So the director of photography is there on set to help the director realise their movie visually. So they're in charge. The DP is in charge of all things to do with the camera and all things to do with the lighting.
Okay.
And they work with the director to basically help realise the director's vision. The director hopefully has a vision for the movie, how they want it to, the tone of it and the feel, and how they're going to direct the script and the actors. And the DP steps in and provides the visuals to go along with that, working with closely with the director, obviously, and also with the production designer who's putting the sets and dressing it.
Okay.
So it's fundamental. It's the biggest part of the job happens in the preparation and the shooting of the movie.
Okay, cool. What drew you to want to work on Get Out?
Well, look, I'm a professional DP, so obviously I'm looking for projects all the time, interesting projects. And when I'd done the one movie with Blumhouse, so they sent me the script for Get Out. I hadn't met the director, Jordan Peele, before. I didn't know him. So they sent me the script, and I really responded to it. It's a fantastic screenplay. Still in the horror genre, but sort of crossing into other genres, like thriller and comedy.
It did
as well.
It did have that soft horror thriller sort of feel to it.
It did. So it's a bit of a cross genre movie, and that sort of was, I found that really interesting. And one of the main things I was really attracted to was the fact was the discussion on social issues and race issues, which is really important in America. And
yeah,
Jordan had managed to put a discussion of those kind of things within the story of this horror movie story of Get Out, and I thought that was really clever. So I really wanted to meet Jordan.
Okay.
And from then on, we met and we got on well, and we had similar ideas about how we wanted to approach the movie visually. And, I was selected to do the job.
Okay. Just out of interest, do you have a preference of working digitally or on film?
Yeah, look, that's often you get asked that question. It's becoming less of a real issue these days because film, the use of film is starting to become really quite specialist and marginal.
Uh-huh.
And the industry's really made the transition sort of 95% now to 90 to 95% now is fully digital. So it's not really a question anymore of what you prefer. It's kind of
what you have to work with, right?
Yeah. How do you make your format that you've got work well? I mean, some of the differences now are like, do you shoot in 4K or in 2K or different digital formats?
Uh-huh.
Are now sort of decisions you've got to make because they affect how a movie's going to look. But look, if film, I haven't shot a movie on film for quite a few years, but certainly if a project comes up that's shooting on film, I'd jump at it. I think it would be great, but it's just not the usual anymore.
Okay. The subtle lighting, haven't really talked to a director of photography before, so if I seem a bit stupid here, I apologize. The subtle lighting, was that for the movie? Was that a choice because of the soft horror or the creepy cerebral factor to the movie?
I mean, I think what you're referring to is the way the lighting is really quite naturalistic in the movie.
Yeah, and
to begin with, it doesn't look like a scary kind of traditional horror movie.
Yes.
Sort of lighting. And we don't really see much of that until maybe towards the very end of the movie when Chris is trying to escape. So that was a conscious decision on Jordan and I and my part to make the film feel very naturalistic and make it feel like Chris is, he's very grounded in a real world situation when he travels up from his home from the city to his girlfriend's parents' house. So we really wanted to set that into a real world rather than a very stylized, overtly creepy looking, more theatrical kind of situation.
The more shadows for the jump scare sort of thing. And
well, yeah, you're not. It's sort of the scary moments that build up, but it's a kind of a slow burn kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
You slowly get creepier and creepier, and the lighting and the sort of camera work kind of moves along with that development.
Okay. All right. One last question before I let you go. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite ever movie.
Yeah, something I ask everybody.
Oh, right. I got asked this the other day. I mean, it does change, depending on what I've seen recently. I really liked. It's very hard to say what's my favorite movie. My all time favorite is Blade Runner, Ridley Scott's Blade Runner from the '80s.
Uh-huh.
It's my sort of long term favorite for just creating an incredible visual world that seems quite tangible, but seems quite fantastical as well at the same time. And I love movies that do that take you into another place and time, and have you suspend disbelief, even though the characters are inhabiting another world. More recently, a particular film I really liked was Arrival 2, which was also sci-fi, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I have a soft spot for sci-fi stuff, although I haven't actually shot any sci-fi movies yet.
You haven't?
But I thought that was beautiful, too, and that was like a different take on a sci-fi movie that was really interesting. But look, it's very hard to say I have a favourite movie because, you see a lot, you work on a lot of different things, and you get influenced by a few different things as well. But, yeah, it's a tough one.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Toby. Have a good one.
All right, is that it? Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Where does it go up on your site?
TheMovieBoards.net.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, good to talk to you, Luke. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.